Ay bobo. Welcome to the Agua Cerrito podcast show, where we honor the divine, spark personal liberation, and deconstruct Haitian voodoo. I'm your host, Knowledge, also known as Konef Kife. Every episode is a digital offering to the sacred spirits, ancestors, and vibrant culture of Haitian voodoo. Through storytelling, interviews, and reflections, we will explore its roots, its power, and its impact. Voodoo is more than spirituality. It is life, legacy, and liberation. Ay bobo, welcome to the Agua Cerrito podcast show. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge, Professor Konef Kife. Ti Limye are bonus episodes to the season designed to laser focus on a particular perspective. And for those that are new to the show, the word Ti Limye means little light in Haitian Creole, which is sort of familiar, like saying the phrase, let me shed some light on a particular topic. In today's Ti Limye, I want to unpack the concept of honor and respect. So honor and respect, just as it sounds very familiar to the English terms honor and respect. But the phrase honor and respect carries profound significance to Haitian voodoo. And it is a really interesting phrase because it does a couple of things. When an individual says honor and respect, it can be a form of a greeting. When an individual says honor and respect, depending on the context of the conversation, it could mean a way to translate voodoo's core values, right? So going back to this idea around fragine, right? And some of the core values within voodoo is things like honoring our ancestors. It's upholding communal respect for one another. It's resisting colonial narratives. And it's really affirming the dignity of Haitian spirituality. So when we say honor and respect, it's not just a greeting. It could be a greeting with one another as practitioners or with the broader voodoo community. Sometimes individuals will come to, let's say, a laku, maybe a laku that they're unfamiliar with, and they may come in and at part of the greeting, they may say honor, you know, as a way to honor the individuals, honor the community, and show their deference, show their overall respect. So honor and respect is both a greeting and what I'd like to call like a philosophy, right? A core value. It's really one that reclaims voodoo as a sacred African-rooted tradition that guides and empowers its practitioners. I think what's also important, if you look deeper into this idea around honor and respect, it really acknowledges all of the sacrifices that our ancestors made, particularly those that fought against slavery, particularly those that fought against colonial oppression. Honor and respect is also a means to signify mutual recognition of one another, humility, sometimes responsibility among laku members. So it's this idea that doesn't matter any practitioner, whether a person is newly initiated or they're an elder in the tradition, each individual has a role to play to continue to create balance in the community and to honor ancestral wisdom. So honor and respect is a way to really just center us back to what matters as Vodouisans. And it's a reciprocal acknowledgement of the worth and dignity of others. And I like to draw from the African principle Ubuntu. So if you think about Ubuntu, Ubuntu translates to I am because we are. In some regions, it translates to humanity towards others, which speaks to the relationality individuals have to a particular community. So when we think about Ubuntu, Ubuntu is similar in a sense of honor and respect and the meanings that it has. It can also be a form of a call and response. So let's say if we're in within a Vodou ceremony, sometimes an individual that's leading the ceremony, maybe the the singer, which is called an ajiniko, which we're going to talk about in future episodes, the different roles within a laku, the different roles within Vodou ceremony. So we're going to talk about that. But in ceremonies, sometimes you'll hear a person says one, and then the other individuals in the room respond respe. Similar, you may hear other call and responses as such things like aibobo, and you hear someone, you know, or individuals respond to that. So, it, and again, we'll talk about kind of the like the reglement of the Vodou community. So that's going to be future episodes. But it's important to understand that this exchange, when we say honor and respect and a call and response means with each other in a community, it acknowledges, you know, the spiritual connection. It acknowledges that sense of humility, that sense of community amongst each other. So in terms of my family lineage, you know, when we use the phrase honor and respect, for us, it can also mean how we treat individuals around us with respect. So think of it kind of as like the golden rule. You know, when you think about the golden rule, sometimes we hear the platinum rule, right? So the golden rule is we treat people as we want to be treated, or the platinum rule is we treat people as they want to be treated. So that's another means. I know in my family, we use honor and respect a lot to ground our conversations and really just help create guardrails around how we have respect and deference for one another. So quick story time. I recently had a listener of the show reach out to me, and this listener was really growing their understanding within the faith. And they had shared with me that they had attended a Vodou ceremony, I guess within the US, and they were kind of complaining that said, you know, well, some of the ways that I described some of the principles in some of my episodes, they didn't see those principles necessarily in practice in this particular ceremony. And you know, I listened to the individuals share their perspective, and you know, I think my first response to them was honor and respect. You know, that's always how we look, especially when we're connecting with other Vodouisans of other communities, of other lineages. And in this context, and what I was explaining to the listener, and I go back to my first episode, and I knew I was going to be relying on those principles that I laid out in that first episode, time and time again. But I went back to that first episode, and listeners, if you haven't had a chance, check out the first episode where I really kind of lay out the ground rules of this particular podcast, what we're focused on, but also what we're not focused on. And I had to go back to that episode and say, you know, I hear you. And I hear that, you know, maybe the version of Vodou that you were expecting, because maybe you heard the aspects of what I shared on the show, didn't show up in the community that you attended. That doesn't always necessarily make it wrong. And in this context, if I go back to this idea around honor and respect, I personally cannot judge. I cannot police people. I cannot shame individuals on how they practice the faith. Even if it is maybe a departure from my own family lineage or from my own spiritual community's practice. And as a Vodou, as a Vodouisan, you know, as an individual, you know, not that I was, I was born and raised in this practice. This is the worldview that I've always known. That is a key principle that my mother, my biological mother, instilled in me since I was a kid. I remember, and it's interesting, when she used to share these like snippets, I didn't understand why she would share them with me. I just said, okay, and I listened, but I totally understand them now as a Vaudouisan and being an adult and having to interact with other Vaudouisans and interacting with other communities. So, for example, I remember the example my mother gave me. She said, she always told me, she said, if I ever go to another practitioner's house and I see that they are serving dambala, so dambala is a loa in Haitian Vodou. And if I see that they're serving dambala with the color yellow. Now, in my house and in my lineage, the colors we use is green and white to serve dambala. But if I go to someone else's house or their community, their laku, and they're serving dambala with the color yellow, I have no right to tell them that what they're doing is wrong, that no, it's, this is wrong, you have to use green and white. I have absolutely no right to do that. And it goes back to this idea of honor and respect. It also goes back to the idea, and I've mentioned this, I believe in episode 2 or 3, where Vodou is a decentralized practice based on locality, right? So in other words, there are traditions, rules, and regulations on the local level. And local means a lot of different things. It can be regional. It can mean ancestral lineage. It can mean a number of really slices and dices of different segmentations of not only the Haitian geography, but also within the Haitian families, within the various different lineages. So that can mean, it could very well mean that there could be a family that they from their ancestors have passed down to them, that they serve dambala with the color yellow. So who am I to come and police those individuals and share and tell them, no, what you're doing is wrong. We use green and white to serve dambala, so you have to use green and white to serve dambala. I cannot do that. I cannot do that. Now, if an individual will ask me what I use to serve, I may say, yes, we use green and white, right? And I offer that as information, but it's information, but it's not to say that they have to absolutely do the same thing as me. Same thing. If in the same example, if they were serving Ogu, so Ogu is another loa, which again, we're going to talk about the loas in the future. We're going to talk about each of the individual major loas in the future. So they may say, you know what, in our family, we serve Ogu with white rum. However, in my family lineage, we serve our Ogu with dark rum. I can't tell them to change it. You know, I can't tell them that is, you know, what they're doing is wrong. It's got to be dark rum. Nor should I go back as a Vaudouisan and change what I'm doing unless spirit has requested this change from me. And these are prime examples of honor and respect, which indicates even if something within the faith that I see being practiced by Vaudouisans is unfamiliar to me, does not make it wrong, nor does it give me the right to judge them. And again, these are practices, and these are kind of the core values that I was raised on, I grew up on. Similarly, someone may hear this episode and say, Kone Kife is dead wrong. Like, that is not how it goes. And I have to tip my hat to that individual, those people say honor and respect, because that's how I learn things to be, which may be different from how you learn things to be within the faith. When we say honor and respect, it also signifies that it is in alignment with the law, showing people that one should approach the laws with humility and with the readiness to serve the laws. Remember, again, we don't worship our laws, we serve them. There is a reciprocal relationship we have with our laws, with our ancestors, right? And so that respect extends also to the natural world, because when we think about vodou, again, this is another, you know, kind of like reglement or core value that I learned from my family. Vodou teaches us that spirits inhabit elements like the rivers, the mountains, the ocean, or even animals, right? So it's not just honor and respect of humans. It's not just honor and respect of the laws. It's also honor and respect for the natural world that we found, and ensuring we do our part to keep the world and keep nature, and we honor and respect nature in its entirety. So in closing, honor and respect is important, an important context that should not be vilified. It shouldn't be diluted by people out in the diaspora or just various different individuals. It is something to be held sacred and with ancestral reverence. That is today's Tea Lumière episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Agua Cerrito podcast show.
A la so!
A la so!
A la so, cousin!
A la so!
Honneur et respect! Honneur et respect! Si madame, on est pas malade, on est là! Parlez les jours d'ailleurs sous deux, mon frère!
Joining us on the Agua Cerrito podcast show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits, and remember, the Agua Cerrito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.